All week, we're being joined by today's Q106 Storytellers Jam 26 mystery artists. Ooh. Special thanks to Settlers Bank. And we have our next mystery artist number 3, joining us. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
So glad to be talking to you. So excited for today's Q106 Storytellers Jam, which is less than a week away.
It's nail-bitingly close.
All right, so our boss has put on a voice changer on your voice, so I always start this by asking, mystery artist, are you a man or a woman?
I didn't realize I would have a voice changer. This is great. This happens to be a woman.
Or so you say. Now, we never know if we're talking to you, talking to a guitar tech, a bus driver. We just assume that you are the mystery artist.
It really, really is me.
Have you ever been through Madison, Wisconsin before?
I have.
Have you ever been to a today's Q106 Storytellers Jam before?
I have not.
Have not? Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about the last time you were in Madison, Wisconsin, without giving away too many details?
We had a day off, and we wound up taking a field trip to a place called House on the Rock.
I'm from Wisconsin and lived here most of my life, and I've never even been there.
You have got to go. It is the most interesting and almost creepy thing that I've ever been to.
That is the perfect explanation of House on the Rock, and it's good seeing it through your eyes. Did you see the massive whale in House on the Rock?
I spent way too much time looking at the massive whale. I was just amazed at a 3-story fish inside a building.
Now, I don't want to divert this conversation, but there's a whale inside of a house?
Oh, that's just the beginning.
Because I'm learning so much about my own state. I literally have the W of Wisconsin tattooed on my thumbs, and you're telling me about my state.
Speaking of that, what state do you consider your home state, mystery artist?
Where do I get my mail now? In Tennessee now.
In Tennessee. That doesn't really answer a lot, because I think everyone who does country music, almost everyone lives in Tennessee.
Do you have any famous neighbors in Tennessee?
No, I do not. I have one neighbor where I live.
Oh, so you live a little bit out in the country then?
Yes. People really look down upon you using a chainsaw in the city, so I had to live somewhere where I could use a chainsaw properly.
Okay, and let's wrap it up with one of the clues that has been out on today's Q106 Storytellers Jam Facebook page. One of the clues was that all of our mystery artists have tattoos. That is correct with you, mystery artist?
That is correct.
Are your tattoos visible from the stage?
Some of them. At least one you can't see, and at least one that you can.
Mysterious. Very mysterious. You're good at this.
This is my job, right? To be mysterious?
Yeah. You're earning your keep so far. This is great.
Should we ask any more questions, or should we wrap it up?
I think that's pretty good. I think there's some good information there, and it's because we want to keep them a mystery until you are unveiled on stage at today's Q106 Storytellers Jam 26 this Sunday at the Monona Terrace.
Do you have any questions for us, mystery artist?
No, I think I'll be able to recognize you, and you'll probably recognize me when I get on stage.
It's okay.
Because we wear huge name tags that say Jackson and Steph.
It's helpful. It's very, very helpful. Well, we're looking forward to having you and to unveiling who the mystery is. And we know it's going to be such a great show. And we know you may be mysterious, but we know that you are super talented. And just very excited to have you a part of today's Q106 Storytellers Jam 26.